Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, January 16th. Currently with fair skies, it is minus 10 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is west at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.27. The dew point is minus 21. And the current wind chill is minus 28. We want to give you one final announcement. The Norton schools will be starting 2 hours late today. All Norton schools will be starting 2 hours late today. There will be no morning preschool and no breakfast. And Northern Valley schools are starting 2 hours late today with no morning preschool and no breakfast. Northern Valley and Norton schools are both starting 2 hours late today with no morning preschool and no breakfast. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:05, time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A boil water advisory continues for the city of Topeka. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Although repairs to the system have been made, the advisory is expected to remain in effect until at least Friday. City officials say the extremely cold weather over the weekend caused a PVC pipe in the system that chlorinates the water to break. Fresh water is running through the system. However, crews will continue to take samples and test them before giving the all clear. In the meantime, use boiled or bottled water for drinking, brushing your teeth, cooking, and washing your dishes. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A Kansas City area hospital still working to correct systems and learn the source of a mid-December cyber attack. Liberty Hospital said they proactively shut down their computer systems when they detected suspicious activity. The Hutchinson Post said most of the hospital and clinic capabilities are once again functional and patient electronic health records are in use again. They're still working to determine the source of the attack. Patients have been notified. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The USDA reported that farmers planted fewer acres of winter wheat in 2023 than in 2022. With a planted area of 34.425 million acres, which was 6% below the previous year's total of 36.699 million. And other acreages for all types are also falling, including a 5% cut for hard red winter to 24 million acres, a 13% drop for soft red winter to 6.86 million acres, and a 5% decline in white winter to 3.54 million acres. The planted area totals include significant year-to-year decreases in the top production states of Kansas and Texas and record low planted area for Michigan. In Kansas, the USDA showed 7.5 million acres, which is down 7% from 2023, and in Nebraska, 1.4 million acres, which is down 8% from 2023. The USDA issues state crop weather stories monthly until the resumption of the weekly national and state reports that began in April. The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced that Kansans needing financial assistance to keep their heat on this winter can now apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP. LEAP helps Kansans restore or maintain energy services that heat their home, and this includes electricity, natural gas, propane, and other home heating fuels. The Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard said they understand that applying for benefits can be complicated. So, as of now, through the end of March, the Department for Children and Families and partnering energy companies will be available to help Kansans gather information and submit their LEAP applications. To attend an in-person LEAP application event, you can visit the LEAP one-on-one support page, and Kansans should have with them their identification, proof of income for all adult household members, and their current utility bills. Applications are accepted online by visiting dcf.ks.gov and clicking on Apply for Services until 5 p.m. on March 29th. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold their first public meeting of 2024 Thursday, January 25th at the Meeting Room on Main Street in Sabetha. The hybrid meeting will be held on Zoom and in person beginning at noon and conclude once all of the agenda items are covered. While all are welcome to attend, interested parties need not be present to participate. Instructions for participating by Zoom, phone, and live video or audio streaming can be accessed at ksoutdoors.com by clicking instruction to participate in virtual meeting. During the January 25th public meeting, commissioners will allot time for general public comment on non-agenda items, receive an agency and state fiscal status update, and receive a 2024 legislative update. Commissioners will then hear general discussion updates on 2024 Commissioner Big Game Permit Program to include the live drawing, webless migratory bird regulations, waterfowl regulations, and public land regulations. Commissioners will conclude the public meeting with discussions on workshop items, which are items that may be voted on at a future date, and they include antelope 25 series regulations, elk 25 series regulations, military deer seasons, deer permit regulations, new carcass movement regulation, and new public lands regulation. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March 28th at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library in Topeka. In Nebraska news, Lincoln Fire and Rescue spokeswoman M.J. Learman reported that crews were called to the area of 53rd and Gladstone Streets just before 1 a.m. today on reports of a home explosion. And Learman said one person was taken to the hospital from the scene with critical injuries. An initial investigation indicates a gas leak from an ignition source caused the explosion. However, Learman said the investigation is ongoing. He also said 53rd Street will be shut down for some time in the area as crews continue to clean up and check other structures for damage. Learman added that a second alarm was called to this location due to frigid temperatures. 28-year-old Carl Kramer Jr. of Oxford has been charged in Furnace County Court with criminal mischief, more than $5,000, leaving the scene of a crash without furnishing information, and willful reckless driving. Court records show that on November 25th of 2023, Kramer Jr. was driving recklessly in the 500 block of Ogden Street in Oxford when he caused $24,963 in damage to three vehicles: a 2008 GMC Acadia, a 2013 Chevy Silverado, and a 2000 Buick LeSabre. A complaint outlining the charges also says Kramer Jr. caused $3,560 in damage to a 2023 Dodge Durango belonging to the Furnace County Sheriff's Office. Court records show Kramer Jr. failed to provide information following the crash and is set to appear in Furnace County Court for arraignment at 1:30 p.m. on February 9th. 60-year-old Kevin Jeminson of Giltner was arrested for two counts of animal neglect, as according to the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, he left two dogs outside in the extreme cold weather all weekend. The Sheriff's Office reported that deputies were called on Sunday to a residence in the 400 block of North Enfield in Giltner, and when they arrived, they said they found one dog dead and one required medical treatment at the Aurora Vet Clinic due to hypothermia and thermal injuries. This case remains under investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A $16,033 grant from the Beach Family Foundation will help Developmental Services in Northwest Kansas add a separate enclosed paint booth to its Custom Creations wood shop. And this addition will provide a well-ventilated and designated space for the painting and finishing of furniture for Custom Creations, designed to improve the overall environment for all of DSNWK's custom creation workers. DSNWK's president, Jerry Michaud, said with the growth of the wood shop and the increased demand, it's clear that a proper painting space was needed. He said with the steady growth of their custom creation store and the volume of products created each day by their wood shop crew, it's imperative that they provide an appropriate space for the painting and finishing of furniture and other items. DSNWK wants to thank the Beach Family Foundation for their continued support of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Northwest Kansas, as their support continues to provide individuals the opportunity to express their creativity in remarkable, innovative, and productive ways. Smoky Hills PBS has welcomed the 19th season of Doctors on Call, hosted by Jenna Miller, and the live viewer call-in show began airing Tuesday, January 9th, providing the communities of western and central Kansas with valuable health-related information and expert insights. Les Kinderconnect, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said the show has been a trusted resource for their viewers, offering a unique opportunity to engage directly with healthcare experts and gain valuable insights into their health concerns. Smoky Hills PBS brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information on their field of expertise, and each week, Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor. Viewers also have the opportunity to call in with live questions during the show, and a schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. Today, Tuesday, January 16th, the topic will be What's Next When Nothing Is Wrong with Prospectively Healthy and Wellness Clinic. To submit questions electronically on a specific topic, viewers can send an email to doctors@shptv.org, and the questions submitted through email must be received by noon on the day of the show. During the program, viewers can call in questions at 1-800-337-4788. The State Library of Kansas continues to offer its dedicated legislative hotline as an ongoing resource for Kansans seeking information about state legislation or legislative matters. Staffed by experienced librarians, this hotline serves as a trustworthy point of contact for Kansas residents who can inquire about various topics. Live assistance is available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Fridays, and outside of those hours, messages left by voicemail or email are promptly returned on the next business day. Kansans can also engage in real-time conversations with librarians through the Ask a Librarian service at kslib.info/ask. Residents can connect with the legislative hotline by phone 800-432-3924, chat kslib.info/ask, or email infodesk@ks.gov. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development meeting that was held on January 9th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Wally Burton, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Del Jacobson, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and no members of the public were present. The November meeting minutes were approved with recognition of no December meeting. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board of updates to a USDA revolving loan fund, as well as ongoing meetings pertaining to continued progress at the East Site development, such as zoning and drainage solutions. Dallas advised the board of an update to Norton's e-community loan portfolio, and he also provided a recap of the 2023 Young Entrepreneur Competition. There was then discussion related to updated information for the 2024 Norton County Legislative Visit, and the director provided an introduction to the state weatherization program. Finally, Dallas provided updated information on a potential remedy to some of the community's child care issues. A few questions were then posed by board members regarding the director's report, as well as some meetings made for blighted properties within Norton. And then, with no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:50 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be turkey and noodles, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheese pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 21 and wind chill values as low as minus 31 with a west wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 7 and a west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 30 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. And on Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 7 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of snow afternoon. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 23. On Friday, sunny with a high near 15. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 20. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 36. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Currently, with fair skies, it is minus 10. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is west at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.27, the dew point is minus 21, and the current wind chill is minus 28. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm going to help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. The Kansas City Chiefs cruise to a win over the Miami Dolphins this weekend, and now they'll get a rematch against the Buffalo Bills on the road in the divisional round. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated told WIBW Radio that if the Chiefs keep playing like they did on Saturday, they can win another Super Bowl.
Oh, they play like that three more times, yeah. I mean, they were unbelievable in that game. How often is it that you walk away from a game, like against a good team, not against, you know, some four-win team, where you're atrocious in the red zone and you win by 19 points? And it's not because you got a whole bunch of turnovers. like you were even in the turnover battle, and you won by 19 points, and you went 2 of 6. Like they were dominant in that game. I thought, look, the main takeaway I had in that game is offensively, Mahomes was good, but it was more just they pared it down and said Rice, Pacheco, Kelsey. That's where the ball's going.
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Yesterday, we saw anywhere from about a half inch to an inch of additional snowfall across central and eastern Kansas. The deep trough of low pressure responsible for pulling the Arctic air into the region, finally starting to make its way eastward. Another ridge of high pressure now moving into the western part of the country. And we have high pressure also at the surface. This is causing this bitterly cold air with dangerous wind chills to stick around through at least noon today. Then we'll see a shift in the wind, allowing a warm-up tomorrow. Another reinforcing shot of colder air comes in Thursday night and Friday. Then temperatures warm up by Sunday into early next week. Wind chill warning posted for much of the state early on. Sunny with mid-20s in northwestern Kansas today. Cold, 16 degrees, the high in north central Kansas. Sunny and 12 in northeastern Kansas. In the southwestern part of the state, breezy today with a high 25. South central Kansas, sunny and not as cold with a high in the low 20s. And in the southeastern part of the state, or high in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
We look at the early calls today. First off, on the livestock side, of course, the weather still playing a big factor. Harsh weather conditions. Weights, of course, coming off as far as pounds on the livestock. We'll see what kind of an effect it's going to have here probably throughout the next several weeks, knowing that we're going to get tonnage that's going to be definitely less for all the issues and stress that have been put on the cattle market overall. And, of course, this is another holiday-shortened week as well, so that's another factor, too. Interesting night as far as the overnight grain trade is concerned. Wheat futures now 3 cents higher. Corn down 2, but it did start higher. And soybean futures 8 to 9 cents higher overall. This is the Kansas Ag Network.